I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe. Al Green penned Take Me to the River in 1974 before he found God and became the Reverend Al Green. But the song may be emblematic of the two sides of this man, the sacred and the profane.
Some people say, well, you can't sing that because you're a reverend now. And I'm going like, yeah, but I said, cleanse my soul, put my feet on the ground. And they was kind of like saying, well, I guess ain't nothing wrong with it, but it's the way he does it. And then he's an oddball, isn't he?
Oddball or not, the truth is that Al Green has a knack for bringing out the sex appeal of any song. Blame it on that falsetto, so easy on the ear. The singer boasts that children have been conceived to his records. Still, it took work for Al Green to find his voice.
Oh, man, I was sound like, I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired. I was trying to sound like Wilson Pickett, James Brown. I was trying to sound like whoever else was on the market because I didn't have no Al Green. I didn't know how Al Green's supposed to sound.
The man who helped Al Green discover how he was supposed to sound was band leader, producer, and arranger Willie Mitchell. Al Green began recording with him when he was barely out of his teens.
So Willie Mitchell kept cutting the tape off and running back to the beginning and says, sing like Al Green. Don't scream and try to sing something you're not. And so I said, okay. I said, I'm not going to put no feeling in it. I'm not going to put no emotion in it. I'm just going to sing it dry.
It hardly sounds like Green was holding back. I'm So Tired of Being Alone became Al Green's first hit. Throughout the early 70s, Al Green and his producer Willie Mitchell had the equivalent of a fairy tale marriage, churning out a string of hit singles, like I'm Still in Love with You, You Ought to Be with Me, and Let's Stay Together.
I'm so
It didn't hurt that Green was a nimble writer who turned to the pages of his personal life for musical material, something he continues to do today.
That's why my old lady says, Al, don't tell the people everything. I mean, they don't know that I'm talking about the time that I was talking to you at the bottom of the stairs. She said, well, just don't be so graphic. Because we got to have some type of life.
In the annals of pop music, Al Green's story is legendary. At the height of his success, a girlfriend poured hot grits on him, scorching the singer with second-degree burns before killing herself. That's when Green shifted his devotional life away from the temptations he says have gotten the best of many musicians and on to God. He founded the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis. For a time, Green continued to sing secular music, but that changed too when he fell off of a stage and interpreted that as a sign from the Lord to sing only gospel. Today, the Reverend Al Green has his feet planted in both the spiritual and material worlds. In 2003, he reunited with his old mentor, Willie Mitchell, and produced a pop album, I Can't Stop. Everything's Okay followed in 2005.
I kind of woke up that God created the whole world, and I also created love and happiness and Let's Stay Together. And I created Sunday, but I also created Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Green says he reads the Bible each and every one of those days. If he doesn't, things just don't go right with his band, whether they're practicing a gospel favorite or one of the singer's classics from the 70s. It's all soul to the Reverend Al Green.
Love and happiness. Love and happiness. Love.